Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 372 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk all about her recent trip to Birmingham with Caroline. It was the best time. We're going to talk about some of the weird things that have happened so far in 2024. And we're going to talk about a book that Melanie just finished and loved. If you have not yet joined us on Patreon, we would love for you to do that. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. Our most recent episode is our annual low-level goals extravaganza. And our Patreon people will have first dibs at tickets for our Birmingham live show. And you'll hear details about that in this episode. As always, we would love for you to stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Alrighty, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. And we hope you enjoy episode 372. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And we have been apart now for not even 48 hours.
No, we really haven't. And I hate to tell you, the first thing I feel like I need to go ahead and tell you is you wouldn't believe how windy it is here in San Antonio today.
It's so windy here. It's terribly windy. I was running errands earlier and I thought, well, my word. I mean, it's just crazy. So
yeah,
that does not bode well for our sound on either side.
No, I really, like, it was funny because I went and worked out this morning, and then I got home. I was driving home and it had rained here this morning. And then you know how you can see the edge of a front? You know how the clouds look dark and you're like, oh, this is the front that's headed in.
Sure.
And I saw it, and then sure enough, as soon as I got home, Perry was like, here it comes. And now he's been warning me for days that we're going to have up to 55 mile per hour winds. 55. So we had to make sure the flag was down. All the stuff was down. He feels certain. He's eyeing some pots across the street at our neighbor's house that he feels certain are going to come flying off their porch. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. I'm just saying, I hope the internet holds, because you know how it does in the wind.
Oh, I know. I know. It's dicey in the wind. Mm-hmm. You don't know how it's going to go. So far, so good here 2 minutes in, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So far. So we'll see. But yes, we got back from Birmingham. Listen, what a fantastic trip that was.
What a time we had. What a time.
Listen, Caroline and I both, we haven't quit talking about it. We had so much fun. There were so many different aspects of fun. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like from beginning to end, it was the perfect. I'm so pleased with my pre-Christmas self that decided that was a good trip to take.
Yes, I thought that just to recap, I picked y'all up at the airport Thursday afternoon.
Yes.
We drove directly to my friend Casey's house so that Caroline can meet Ashby. Ashby had company, so she was not going to be able to go to dinner with us that night. So we made sure to get that introduction established and solidified. And then we went that night, we went to our beloved Helen.
Yes, we did. And listen, it never disappoints. It never, that's my second trip to Helen. I appreciated that everybody there knew who you were. Like, I felt like, how many times have you been here that the hostess is like, oh, the rest of your party's already upstairs. And then it's like, what? Oh, this is a waiter that we have on a regular basis. What would you like? It just.
Yeah.
It was like you were Norm at Cheers. It was like Norm at Cheers.
It's my favorite. I love it so much. And I don't even know what yes, the food is fantastic and the service is mm-hmm. so good. And I know I've talked about it a lot, but it just feels like, because it's not precious, it just feels like, it feels homey to me. I love it. And so can we talk for a second? Before we move on with the rest of our weekend. So our mm-hmm. our server this time, he was James. He was one of our favorite servers at Helen. James recommended that we try the vegan entree, which was this lentil and farro and sweet potato situation that we had not selected as part of what we were going to eat. And so we said, sure. And he said, how about I bring it to you as a mid-course in between your appetizers and the entrees and vegetables, just, you know, so you can give it a go. And I mean, I'm not even ashamed. We all loved it so much, we ordered another one.
Yeah, it was so good. I feel like,
my word, it was so good.
I'm always like, how can I eat healthy when I have like the palate of a fourth grader? You know what I mean? Like, how can I manage when I'm like, I can't do another vegetable. I'm so tired of vegetables. Blah. But like, if I could figure out how to make that, I feel like I would make it every day. Like, I know. It was so delicious. It was so, Caroline would laugh at me. It was so fresh.
I know. I use that word. I overuse it too, but it was so fresh. Here, I'm going to find the actual name of it in case anybody's going and they want to try it.
Yeah. Highly
recommend it. Okay, it's the beluga lentils and Italian farro. I could have eaten a whole platter of that by myself. It was so stinking good. And then for dessert, we got the dark chocolate mousse tart because always. But we also got the gingerbread cheesecake, which had these apples on the top and just little flecks of candied ginger inside. Start to finish. And it was you and me and Steph and Ella and Caroline. Start to finish, it was delightful. And part of the reason for this trip was so that Caroline could finally meet Ella and Ash in person, because they've been social media friends for years, but have never gotten to hang out together. And I will say that dinner was just a testament to, I think, what you and I have suspected for a long time, which is that Caroline and Ella have basically twin personalities.
I mean, they really do. Like, it was, and I think we've known it and we've talked about it, but the amount of things that Ella would say, well, so this is what's happening, da da da, and Caroline would just start pointing at her, you know, like, and then Ella would say, well, so what's happening is, and Caroline would be like, oh, I'm exactly the same. Like, it was like seeing two, it's like the alter ego of each other. Like, I'm like, Ella is Caroline at Auburn and Caroline is Ella at A&M. Like, but they're the same person. And to see the two of them, you know, I love seeing new friendships, and we always suspected that they would be friends, but man, it was fun to see the two of them finally get to talk and just listen between the two of them, some opinions on some things is what I'm going to tell you.
So, oh my gosh. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Some thoughts about life. Really the two of them, if I could put them on the 2024 presidential ticket, I probably would.
Yeah, I know. We might be onto something for sure.
Yes.
God.
Couldn't be worse. Their slogan couldn't be worse. Are you the one friend in the friend group that loves to treat yourself? It's okay. Honestly, we all do it. You know that I do. I love to get a pedicure and offer the extra 10-minute foot massage with green tea infused lotion. I like to go get my coffee out instead of at home because I like a little fancy coffee. If you treat yourself to the top options with everything in life, then why settle when finding a doctor? It is your health after all. Enter ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book tens of thousands of top-tier doctors, all with verified patient reviews. Don't settle. Go for the best and find the right doctor for you. With ZocDoc, you've got more options than you know. ZocDoc is a free app where you can find amazing doctors and book appointments online. These docs all have verified reviews from actual, real patients. The average wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is just between 24 and 48 hours. That's it. Sometimes you can even score same-day appointments. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. With just a few app taps, no more waiting awkwardly on hold with the receptionist. You will love it. I have used ZocDoc, and you should too. It makes it so simple. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/BigBoo. ZocDoc.com/BigBoo.
Then on Friday, we went to Lady Bird Taco for the second time because we went right after y'all got in from the airport and met Alex.
Yes, we did.
And had a quick kind of breakfasty, lunchy meal with him. And we went to the SEC, which my friend Melinda, who works at the SEC, was so excited to meet Caroline in person because Melinda has listened to the podcast for a long time. And so she gave us the sweetest tour, just delightful, and had our school's helmets out on her desk when we went upstairs.
Yes, she did.
Which I loved. And then we made some arrangements for our Birmingham live show.
Yes, we did. Mm-hmm. Yes, we did. That was the very businessy part of the trip.
Yes. Yes.
But we went to go, Sophie wanted me to see the venue. And so I went and looked at the venue and it's great. We're super excited about it. I think it's going to be great.
I do too. And so Aretha came and our friend Lindsay came and then we all went back to the hotel before dinner and we went to Bitola for dinner Saturday night met Aaron and Jamie. And then Aretha, of course, was with us. And there was no shortage of opinions at that table either. Was there? No, there was not.
I need that dinner to turn into a weekend retreat. I felt like we left and there was still so much.
You don't have time over just a couple of hours at dinner to get into everything you need to get into.
No, because I saw Erin today was posting more stuff about The Bear, the show The Bear, which she just watched over Christmas. And I'm like, I didn't even get to do a deep dive with Erin about The Bear. And like that would have been a whole thing. And then to the way that they got so tickled at Caroline and Ella and the opinions and the things and the stuff. I mean, listen, we covered so many topics in such a short amount of time while eating what I'm going to say is the best pasta I've ever had in my life.
So Bitola, just FYI, is, and y'all know I'm not like a big Italian food person, but I love Bitola here in Birmingham because if for no other reason, and there are lots of reasons to love it, but they have a burrata cheese appetizer that, as Aaron and I have declared on several occasions, it's unparalleled. It's so good. It's with this homemade bread that's kind of pita-ish that sits on top of the burrata, and then you tear the bread apart and dip into the burrata, and it's outstanding. It's so good. That meal was phenomenal. I mean, just start to finish.
It was so good.
It was a phenomenal meal. And so that's another place, if you're ever in Birmingham, highly recommend Bitola. It's fantastic. Yeah.
That bucatini, it will live in my heart for a long time.
Well, it makes me happy because I don't love pasta the way that others love pasta, but I enjoy it, you know, when I have it. But to see people who really love pasta, like feel like they're having something special is just a delight all the way around. Yeah. And you and Caroline really love pasta and really felt like that was really special. And Ella too, she really loves pasta. So
it was so good.
So that was great. And Ash couldn't go with us that night because it was her brother's birthday, which certainly she should have been with her brother at his birthday party. But we just had the best time. And we talked way into the night with the girls. And what was maybe, I can't even really think of a better way for me to kick off a new year. Y'all, I went shopping with Melanie and Caroline on Saturday and we just shopped in Homewood, which there's one street in Homewood here in Birmingham that's called 18th. And it's like they've got just the best stores and it's also walkable. Yeah. And you just park one place and you can walk up and down the streets and shop. And I was thinking about it today and that was an endorphin rush for me. I mean, that was really 100% endorphins, like just firing on all cylinders.
It was everything I loved because you and I love shopping so much. Caroline likes shopping when she's in the mood, but she's not one. I can outshop her all day long. Like she's not as much of a shopper as I am. But in that moment, because it was new stores and they were just, they had different things than what you find in San Antonio. And I think just the excitement of it. And listen, nobody has ever been a hype woman like Sophie was a hype woman.
It's my favorite one because I was spending your money. So that was delightful. I'm always happy to spend somebody else's money. Mm-hmm. But I mean, listen, I think maybe Caroline might like shopping more if she had a hype person with her all the time. Because,
well, who wouldn't?
I don't know that there was a time she came out of a dressing room where I wasn't just like, oh my gosh, yes, that, yes, 100%, yes, that right there. Never been anything better looking than that. It was so fun. And she got some darling things.
She did. And she needed some things. So that was good.
And then Melanie, I mean, I feel like I kind of hyped you up a little bit too, because I don't know, there were just some different brands that maybe of different accessories and stuff. It was the most fun. We had the best time. Caroline and I found, as we were looking on a rack, we found the pants I'm going to wear at the live show. She wanted them for her. They were a large. And I was like, oh, I think I'll try them. And so we found my pants. And then you suggested a shirt you had seen. And while we were shopping somewhere else, I bought that shirt and it was 50% off online.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a magical day. It was just, and it was
really was
to the point that I just shipped the rest of what they got to Melanie.
We couldn't fit it all.
We went to Gus Meyer before we went to the SEC, which is my favorite shoe store in all of Birmingham. I mean, it's more than just shoes, but I love their shoe department. And if you ever go to Gus Meyer, ask for Maggie or Caroline, and just I mean, just the best service. And y'all got some darling shoes.
Yeah, some shoes. Uh-huh. But everything. Caroline would come out. And here's the thing. Caroline is really more of a practical shopper. So she would be like, I love this, but I don't know where I'd wear it. And here's Sophie. Well, it's so darling, you'll find a place to wear it. You'll have that. I'm going to tell you, Sophie, this was a sentence that she said a couple of times. I mean, you'll still be wearing that 25 going to like a friend's wedding. You'll be wearing that. Like that's, and so I was like, well, then how could we not get it?
No, how could we not
buy it?
Well, yeah. I also use the line that Steph has said that her grandmother used to say, which is they're not going to make more of it. No. I mean, they are not going to make more of it. So you've got to get it. And I mean, the number of times I was like, you could do black tights and booties. You could do sneakers with that.
Yeah.
Because of Melanie, one of my favorite things in life now is to put together hypothetical outfits. Like I really think about it, you know, and it was just the most fun. We had the best time. And I mean,
God, really, it was so fun.
Not to the point that we thought we might have missed y'all's flight, and we're really relieved.
Yeah.
But it was so fun and Birmingham is the most fun place to have company, just because there are fun places to go. There are great places to eat, great places to stay. Yeah. You know, it's a great weekend trip. And so I loved y'all being here. It was a blast.
Taking care of your health isn't always easy, but it should at least be simple. And that's why for the last 6 months, I've been drinking AG1 every day. No exceptions. It's just one scoop mixed in water. I add a little bit of Pedialyte once a day, every day, and it makes me feel so much better. And that's because each serving of AG1 delivers my daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics. It's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. Every scoop is packed with 75 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and whole food sourced ingredients of high quality that have given me major benefits like gut and mood support, immune system support, boosted energy, even healthier looking skin, hair, and nails. I gave AG1 a try because I was so tired of doling out my 72 different pills and trying to take all these different supplements. And now just one daily scoop of AG1 covers all of my nutrient gaps. Perry takes it, Caroline takes it. We all agree we feel so much better, and it is the easiest thing to incorporate into your routine. AG1 was designed with ease in mind so you can live healthier and better without having all the complicated routine things. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 and K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/bigboo. That's drinkag1.com/bigboo. Check it out. We had the best time. We did laugh. I haven't even told you because we haven't talked since we got home. But, you know, on the way there, I will say that, like, air travel continues to reaffirm my belief that I need to avoid humanity as much as possible in a general population situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because as I told you, on the flight on the way there, there was a moment when we got on a plane, it was a little stuffy. They didn't have the air flowing. And somebody had decided, as Sophie said, I guess it was their New Year's resolution to eat healthier, but they had brought some sort of roasted broccoli / Brussels sprout situation onto that plane.
It's uncalled for.
That just about took me down. Like it was, Caroline and I kept looking at each other like, what is happening? Like who thinks this is okay to eat on a plane? So that was one. On the plane on the way back, so our flight from, we flew through Dallas on the way home. So our flight from Birmingham to Dallas, when we landed, they had us sit on the runway for like 15 minutes because our gate wasn't available.
Okay.
Which is fine. But Caroline kept looking at me and she was like, I'm starving. Like, I'm so hungry. And I was like, I know, we'll get food as soon as we get in, whatever. Well, then there were some people in the back of the plane that were going to be really close to their connection. So this guy sitting across the aisle from us decided basically that it was his job to make sure that those people from the back got off the plane first. And I appreciated his efforts, but it was like he was commandeering all of us. And so we were kind of, but then what happened was, is those people got up to the front, but then he continued to not let anybody else go. So then people from the back of the plane are just like, so are y'all not going? And I'm like, yeah, now it's time for all of us to get off the plane. But I'm going to tell you that what happened was that Caroline had her hand resting on the seat, like was standing up and had her hand like resting on the top of a seat. And he goes to pull down somebody's suitcase for them. And he loses control of it. And it lands on Caroline's hand, like smashes her hand. Like, and he goes, oh, did I hit your hand? And I'm going to tell you that the look on Caroline's face, she was like, it's fine. It's fine. Mm-hmm. It's all fine. And I didn't realize, like, I was like, did it hit her hand? Because she stayed so calm where I felt like I would have like said a bad word in that moment because it had to have hurt. And so she was like, it's fine. Just get me off this plane. And so we started walking off the plane and we're walking. And all of a sudden, this woman walking in front of us stops short. Like we're just about to exit into the airport. And she stops short and just turns around and asks to nobody in particular, did they say what baggage claim is? And Caroline looks at her and goes, there are signs everywhere in this airport that will tell you where baggage claim is. And then just kind of around her and just started walking.
Yeah, it's not for people. And I will put myself in this category who are not necessarily walking around with a whole lot of margin where patience is concerned. And I know love is patient. I know love is kind. But I just, in those kinds of situations, I just feel better if everybody kind of knows what they're doing.
Yes. You
know, if everybody's kind of taking care of their business in a way that's not inconvenient to other people. And I know that's been annoying in airports, but still.
I know. It was a whole thing. But anyway, but we made it back home. It was all good. We had a fantastic trip. We've talked about it multiple times as we've unpacked our shopping bags. What a great time we had. How full our hearts were, how much we loved being with you and all of the people that we were with, and just it will live in our heart. It was such a fun trip. It was just the perfect place to be.
It was great. It was a great trip. It really was. We had the best time, and we had an embarrassing number of at Lady Bird Taco. They have these coffee drinks called the AGT, and we had an embarrassing number of iced AGTs. Like embarrassing. We went so every good. Day. Y'all were here. Mm-hmm. And they're so good. They have cinnamon and honey in them, and they're perfect. They're so good.
Yeah.
And we made sure to kind of take advantage of that being close by. So
yeah, it was so good. But on that note, so as we've talked about Birmingham and how much we've loved Birmingham, and I can't wait to come back to Birmingham, and that is going to happen because we have live show news for y'all.
We have live show news. I feel like I want to put, and I will, I'm going to put our old podcast music.
Yes, the bulletin.
Yeah, like this is breaking news. So y'all listen up because we're about to give you some specific information about when tickets will go on sale and all that kind of stuff. So Mel, you want to kick us off?
Yes. So I will start. So tickets are going to go on sale first to our $8 really fancy Patreon members. That is going to happen on January 15th, which is Monday. So this show is going to come out on Wednesday, the following Monday, the 15th. For Really Fancy, they're going to go on sale first. Those are for our $8 Really Fancy members. Then the next day, on the 16th, they will open up to our $5 regular fancy Patreon members. That is going to happen on the 16th. And then at that point, whatever is remaining will go for our regular podcast listeners. Those will go on sale on January 17th.
Yes.
So, and the show, I don't know if we said this, is going to be April 18th. It's going to be Thursday, April 18th. That would be important.
Yeah, that is. It's going to be Thursday night, April 18th. It's going to be at the Harbert Center, which is in downtown Birmingham, which is really convenient to, y'all don't even know. And listen, Jamie Golden made fun of me for how much I have worried about parking. But I have really been concerned about parking because it's such an, it's annoying sometimes if you go somewhere and then you have to park way far away. Listen, there's a parking garage right across the street from the Harbert Center. So it's going to be at the Harbert Center. It's really convenient to great restaurants and to really hotels and to great shopping. And so if you buy a ticket, we're going to send you more info about all that. But just know that the Harbert Center is just two quick blocks away from Helen and Bamboo on 2nd and El Barrio and all these great Birmingham restaurants, Cafe de Ponce around the corner. Just really great places to dine before you come and laugh with us at the live show. It has been over a year since David and I got our Helix mattress. And listen, it is something that I still look forward to every single night. When I was away this past weekend, I got home, my hip felt a little out of whack. I could not wait to sleep on my Helix mattress because it's just so cushiony and comfortable and supportive. And I sleep so well on that mattress. I wake up feeling rested and refreshed. It is the best mattress we have ever had.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids. Their models come with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side, plus enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night. And if your spine needs extra TLC, they've got you. Every Helix mattress has a hybrid design combining individually wrapped steel coils in the base with premium foam layers on top. It is the perfect combination of comfort and support. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress.
Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/bigboo and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. So, here's the other piece of information we need to share. Patreon gets access to tickets first because that's part of what being on Patreon gets you, is you get first dibs at any kind of live show tickets. And we're going to have 25 tickets that are super special and more expensive because they're so special, because those tickets will get you early bird access to the show, where you'll get to come in early and pick your seat and all that kind of stuff. And with those 25 tickets, you will get a dinner on the Wednesday night before the show at Helen with Melanie and Rita and me. So we have 28 seats for the dinner. We take up three of them. And so 25 people will have dinner at Helen on Wednesday night as a part of your ticket. And listen, they sent us a menu right after Christmas, like a kind of a, what do you call that? Like a proposal? That's what it's called, right? Then Daniel, who's the general manager at Helen, came and talked to us while we were eating dinner here the other night. And it is a lovely menu and lovely beverages, and it's just going to be a really special night. So, but there are, again, there are only 25 of those particular tickets. So those tickets are going to be $300 a piece, but that includes your early bird ticket to the show and your dinner at Helen. You don't have to leave a tip or anything. That'll cover everything.
Yes. Including drinks and everything.
Yeah. That's everything. And I mean, that includes two drinks. And then the next ticket, and there'll be only 75 of these, our early bird tickets, which was you get to come into the show at 6. We have Q&A time, we have picture time and all that, but we only have 75 of those.
Yes, only 75 of those.
Those tickets are $100. And then the rest of the tickets, and we'll have at least 400 of these, but it may be a little bit more. It just depends on how quickly everything sells. The regular general admission tickets where you come in at 7, those tickets are $75. So we've got three levels. We've got 25 of those tickets that include a dinner at Helen on the night before the show, the Wednesday night before the show. So you'd have to stay an extra night. Yep. 75 early bird tickets, and then a good many general admission tickets where you come in at
7. We have a little flexibility on those, but not anything else. So, and we're going to have to be a little stricter because I feel like for College Station, people would email me later and be like, could I just upgrade my friend to early bird? And I was like, sure. But this is a little more.
We literally don't have more room at the dinner.
No.
And yeah, I mean, we're maximizing our space, but that was part of the challenge in planning a show for Birmingham. Cause we have a lot of like 300 seat venues and a lot of like 1500 and up venues, but we don't have a lot of in between, and we needed an in between. So I think this will be great. I think it'll be fun. We're so excited.
We're super excited about it.
And hope that y'all can join us. And in the interest of being overly specific, we will post links on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 10 a.m. Central. So just to recap the options, tickets will go on sale on Monday for our $8 Patreon people, on Tuesday for our $5 Patreon people, and then we'll open them up to the wide, wide world on Wednesday for the rest of our people.
Yep, that's right. So anyway, we hope you can join us. We're super excited. I think we've got some fun plans for the show, and it's going to be great. We're going to have a great time. So,
yay!
So that is going to be good. Now, in other news, I feel like we had some weird news.
Oh my gosh.
It was a weird week. 2024 is off to kind of a spicy start, is what I'm going to say. She didn't come in like a lamb, is what I'm saying.
No, she came in like a lion, and or she came in...
Yeah,
I don't know. Like a wrecking ball. But you told me when y'all were here, I had not seen anything about whatever it was that happened in Miami.
Yeah.
Which seems to be, I don't know. There's some debate. There's some disagreement about the events in Miami at the mall. But that was a whole interesting story to dig into.
I mean, it's a weird deal. I don't know what's happened. At first, it was like the cops had been called because there were teenagers setting off fireworks and they were fighting with sticks. And then it turned into, but now there's helicopters and 60 cop cars and 60,000 people have lost power and people have seen 8 to 9 foot alien-like creatures. And I'm like, what? What's happening? What? So what's going on?
So weird.
So weird.
And you know what we didn't even talk about was that here on New Year's Eve, sorry. It's so terrible.
Well,
but there was a party, and I don't know how this happened. I don't even. I'm not going to judge how somebody ended up in this situation. But there was a party in Mountain Brook, and some guy. All I know is his name was Connor, because everybody in the video is saying like Connor, come on, get, you know. He got stuck in an urn. He.
He
got stuck in an urn. And so there's a video. I mean, I'll link to it. I don't care. There's a video of Connor down in the urn, and everybody's trying to coach Connor out. And
Connor uses
some really colorful language to explain that there's just not much more he can do. His knees get stuck underneath the lip of the urn. And so apparently, so there was somebody who was live tweeting this whole thing. And apparently somebody eventually went and got like a mallet and shattered the urn, which we're so glad that Connor is free.
Yes.
But anyway, then there was speculation about how much said urn cost.
Oh.
But the commentary on this incident was really something special. So Birmingham also came in like a wrecking ball. And then we had a situation, and I'm really not making fun of this because I don't think this guy was in his best mental state. So I'm not, I don't mean to make fun. I'm just saying this is an odd news development. I'm not making fun of his condition. But he ran his car into a pole at the Bass Pro Shop here in Birmingham, out in Leeds, and stripped down and ran in and jumped into the fish tank.
Yeah. I saw that. That came up on my Twitter, I guess, right when we landed. And I'm like, well, I'm kind of sad we left Birmingham before this happened. Because those fish tanks.
Yeah, I know.
That's a thing. So, yeah.
And they just carted him off. Like, I mean, bless his heart. He was just naked as a jaybird.
Went for a swim. Just was wanting to go for a swim.
He was having a hard time, you know.
Clearly.
And I'm glad there were people there who were able to help him and all that. But just on the heels of the guy getting stuck in the urn, you know, it was another really unusual thing to happen. So
yeah, it feels like his Florida man been replaced with Birmingham man, because it feels like the Birmingham men were kind of going through it.
One of my goals for 2024 is to eat healthier and cleaner and to really think about what I eat. One of the places that's helping me with that is Thrive Market. It becomes so easy to figure out how to make good, sustainable, healthier swaps using Thrive Market. Thrive Market is my go-to for all of our grocery and household essentials, and the convenience of getting everything online and quickly shipped to the doorstep is a huge time saver. I love that Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. They restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories, and I can use their on-site filters to suit my lifestyle needs. So if you're looking for organic kids snacks, low sugar alternatives, high protein things, gluten-free pantry essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with a few clicks. I cannot tell you how much I love Thrive Market and their selection of everything: granola, snacks, crackers, health and beauty products. It's just amazing. You can join in on the savings with Thrive Market today and get 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. Go to thrivemarket.com/bigboo for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bigboo. thrivemarket.com/bigboo.
Well, did you see, I feel like though too, the holidays, and maybe it's all the travel and people get unhinged, because did you see TikTok, the two guys, which listen, you know, y'all know the rage I have felt at American Airlines. So I certainly felt this differently, but did you see the two guys that their flight was delayed and one of them was going ballistic at the airport about American Airlines? And I guess it was his partner kept saying, think about the girls. You've got to think about the girls. Remember?
It was their dogs. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, have I seen it? Yes, I have. And then there's so much commentary on TikTok about it and memes about it. But the dogs were named Dolly, and I can't remember the other one's name.
I can't remember. No.
I know.
Think about the girls.
Yeah. One of them just went unhinged, and the other one, trying to calm him down, was like, listen, you got to think about the girls. But yes, I did see that. And we could go on with the crazy things that have happened over the course of the last week, but it is a spicy start to the year for sure.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Now, I will say, because we were in the car a good bit during the time y'all were here, because we were kind of, you know, we were moving in our little circle around Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the first time that I've really had a chance to listen to John Mayer's station on Sirius XM, which we've had listeners who have messaged me about it. Our friend Todd has texted me about it several times just to say, hey, there seems to be an overlap in John Mayer's musical taste, because he programs the station and ours. Oh. So I was kind of like, well, okay, I just haven't been in my car a lot. I really haven't gotten a chance to listen. But now I have. And then this morning after Pilates, I had a ton of errands to run. And so I will say, yes, indeed, I do think John Mayer and I have some overlap in our musical taste, and highly recommend. It's a great radio station.
Oh, okay.
It's Channel 14 on Sirius XM, if you have that available in your vehicle, and it's really good. And he seems to like the same 80s music that I like, which, you know, I'm not all in on all 80s, but anyway, I have really enjoyed it over the last 4 or 5 days. So I wanted to be sure to mention that.
Okay, that's good to know. Well, I read on the, and I'd finished it last night, but our Patreon book this month is How to Stay Married by Harrison Scott Key.
Yes.
That's January 30th. He's going to be on Patreon with us, which we're so excited about. But I wanted to read his other books because I hadn't read them. So I got Congratulations, Who Are You Again, which is actually his second book.
I loved it so much. I've now ordered The World's Largest Man, which was his first book. Okay. But I almost am kind of glad I did them in that order, because Congratulations, Who Are You Again? Kind of is the whole story. It's kind of his memoir about his dream of writing a book and the process of writing a book. And he's real frank about writing a book. Like, there were so many things he said that I laughed out loud, because I was like, this is the truest thing. Like, you know, when you go to bookstores for book signings and nobody cares.
Yeah, no, really, really.
You know,
well, I will say, after you mentioned that you were reading it, I've had it for a long time, and it just kind of kept going farther and farther down my to read pile. Mm-hmm. And so I started reading it Saturday night after I got home.
Yeah.
And I love it. And I'll just say this. He is originally from Rankin County in Mississippi, and I'm originally from Lauderdale County. And they're about three counties in between Lauderdale and Rankin. Like, we're pretty mm-hmm. close together. And I got such a kick out of him talking about growing up in Rankin County, because I understand that life.
Yes.
You know? Mm-hmm. So anyway, I didn't get to read yesterday, but I'm so excited to be reading it. And I'm really glad to be reading it before we talk to him, because I feel like it's really informative just about his journey as a writer. So
I agree. And I loved it. I love reading other writers' thoughts on being a writer, mm-hmm. because there's so many things about it that you're like, no matter who you are, whatever, it's kind of a universal experience of a lot of
humility,
you know, just humility and things not looking like you thought, and you know what it takes to get those words on a page and all of that stuff. And so I just loved it. I thought it was so good. And so I've ordered The World's Largest Man, because that's his first book. But now I'm almost glad that I read about his journey to write that book before I actually read that book. So anyway, he continues to be a delight and one of my favorite discoveries. So I don't know if I'm late to the Harrison Scott Key party, but he's a great writer and just super funny.
Yeah, so funny. As my mama would say, he's just so dry. He's so dry-witted.
So dry, which is my favorite kind. Yes. I just love an obscure reference somewhere. Yeah. So, and he just does such a great job of that. So,
agreed.
Okay, so now is it time for five favorites?
It is time for five favorites.
I cannot wait.
My first one is really kind of basic, but I'll tell you why this is an important item in my life. So I have a couple of like button down shirts that I mm-hmm. really love, but that are a smidge see-through. And if I were a younger woman, I would just let them be see-through, right?
Yes.
But I'm not. And mm-hmm. and listen, that what's going on in that see-through situation is nobody's business. So. Yeah. But I don't really have a lot of tank tops anymore, because, you know, when we went through like our mid-aughts thing where we wore tank tops under everything, I had quite an array, but not so much now. So I ordered these Amazon, they call them slim fit tank tops, and they are not ribbed or anything. They're just super cottony. I know we have Skims and all that, but I don't need that pricey a tank top. I don't need, I don't need investment like camisoles. So mm-hmm. I ordered these and they're great. They're so soft. I ordered the color that I can't remember what it's called, but it's kind of a flesh tone color, just because, again, I'm trying to camouflage something that's see-through. Mine are light camel. And so they're kind of long. I mean, you may not like, you could tuck them in if you don't want them that long, but mm-hmm. They're just really soft and a little stretchy, and I think they're great. And so I just wanted to pass them along, and you get two for less than $15. So how about
it? Oh, that's a great deal.
Yes. And like when I ordered them, they shipped overnight. So a good basic to add to your closet. My next one is, I lost my document. Okay, my next one. All right, so our friend Catherine Kubelik always says we have pants in our five favorites. And so this is my January Catherine Kubelik pants selection for five favorites.
Okay, yes.
And they're mm-hmm. they're the Pilcro mid-rise wide leg jeans. Now, you know, I have been on a journey with the wide leg jeans. I have struggled to find wide leg jeans that I felt like looked decent on me.
Yes.
I love these. I ordered them the beginning of last week, and they were in when I got back from being with y'all. They're so cute. They have, but they're cropped, but they look really cute with a really tall boot. They will be cute with wedges in the spring. And they're super comfortable. They're not super high rise. Anyway, yeah. I just love them. I was real carried away with them when I tried them on. I would say they were in true to size. They're not super stretchy. They have a little bit of stretch, but not a ton. But that's, I think that's good. So,
Are they black? They look black.
They're black. Yeah.
Okay. And which so, I like.
Yeah. I told myself that for the life I have, you know, again, trying to get closer to the life I have and not the life that I think I have, that I needed a pair of blue wide-legged jeans and black wide-legged jeans. And I've just had trouble finding any that I felt like looked decent, but I love these. So
okay, these are really cute. I think I'm about to add these to cart.
Big thumbs up for those. I just, and again, because Melanie Shankle has discipled me in this area, I mean, you don't even know the outfits I've thought of since I got them. I mean, you don't even know the shoe combinations I've thought about, the tops, the sweaters, the cardigans. I mean, just all sorts of options, but I really love them. But if you look, they're 99% cotton, only 1% elastane. So I would say order true to size and don't size down in them because they're just not going to stretch like you would think, you know, some jeans stretch these days. Yes. The third thing I was actually talking to Melanie about before we started to record, I got this a couple of months ago and have it on right now, but it's the Airy Cozy Up Waffle Polo. Listen, it is the softest, best, like top layer. And I put it on this morning over my t-shirt to go to Pilates. And it's perfect. It's not quite as heavy as like a big, thick sweatshirt. But it's more of a tunic length, so it's really cute with leggings. And I thought this morning, oh, I really like this V-neck. Like, I like that it's not, you know, you can get, like, I've had on a sweatshirt. I've worn the same sweatshirt the last couple of days. And, you know, sometimes you feel like they're kind of, not that they're choking you, but, you know, they're just right up there. Mm-hmm. So I've enjoyed this V-neck today, and they're on sale right now, and I just ordered a second one. So I really love them.
Okay, I ordered one as soon as you told me about it, so done.
Done. All right. This next thing. Now, it's cold weather. And when I take Hazel out in the mornings, I have to have on warm shoes and I occasionally have to wear gloves. And so I wanted some gloves to keep handy next to the door, you know, for in the mornings. Mm-hmm. And I found these. They're the Top It Off winter gloves for women. And I'm going to tell you, this pattern that I ordered is, they're Weta gloves is what they are. My mama had something. I have not identified like specifically what it was, but I think she had a coat that had these colors in there. Anyway, I got the ones that are sherry and orange, and they actually have a little bit of kind of a fuchsia in there too, but they're so warm and you can text in them. You know, that's a big thing with me with gloves. I want to be able to text.
That's huge.
Yeah. So, this is one of Oprah's favorite things this past year. I didn't know that until just recently, but they're so warm. They don't come in sizes though. And I would say I'm typically a medium in gloves and these fit me. So if you have like really long fingers, they might not work for you.
Okay.
I just think I have average size fingers. I don't know, but they have just real cute patterns and they're not super
real
expensive.
Cute.
Yeah. I love them. And so they're just like a little thing that made me think of mama in the mornings. So I wanted to pass it along. And then my last thing is something that I got Alex for Christmas. I get messages from time to time from other mamas who are like, I'm having the hardest time shopping for my teenage boy or my college age boy, like, because they're just very particular. It's hard to get him to wear a coat. Our friend Erin put a thing on Instagram last week that was like, hey, everybody, like, I tried to get my three children in coats this morning. Just know if they're walking around in the cold, that was their choice. It's just, you know, but I do always think about Alex walking back and forth to class. So I got him, the brand is Fish Hippie. And it's called the Brooker Shacket. It's actually half price right now, which it was not when I bought it. But he loves this thing. And today he texted me. It was his first day back in class. And he said, I have on my new jacket. It's so soft on the inside. And then it's kind of satiny, not satiny, but it's that fabric on the outside that's kind of cool to the touch. And anyway, he loves it. And okay. So it's a great option.
Good looking.
Yeah, for the guys in your life. It's simple, but it's mm-hmm. warm. And I don't know. Alex is more likely to put on something like this than he is to put on like a big, huge puffer coat. And so, mm-hmm. but it's really warm and he really likes it. So, and it also has I think on the inside, I don't know which side, but it has a zipper where you can put your phone in there, which is handy. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Super handy. Okay. Well, those are great favorites. Listen, thanks. Well done.
Thanks. You know, David asked me last night, I was working on my list and he said, is it hard to come up with favorites like twice a month?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, you know, you just kind of have to keep your eyes open.
That's right. Yeah. I mean,
I didn't say like, oh, no, it's a joy to come up.
Yeah.
It's a joy just to try as many things as possible and see what sticks. But
it's a whole, listen, I'm going to tell you that when we got home from our trip, as I told you, Perry had already told me, our neighbors, because Perry was at the ranch while we were in Birmingham, and I knew we were getting a lot of packages delivered. I knew. I'd ordered a bunch of stuff off of Amazon. Caroline had ordered some stuff she needed off of Amazon. I had some Christmas returns that we had exchanged. I knew that stuff was coming, and it all hit when we were gone.
Mm-hmm.
And Perry was like, and I'm going to tell you that the neighbors package shamed me over text.
Mm-hmm.
And then when yesterday morning or Sunday morning, when I texted him and I said, hey, we're back home. We had gotten home from church and I said, hey, we're back home. I can run over and get packages whenever. And they were like, well, you better bring a wagon. And I was like, you know, I don't need the shade. I don't need the shade.
You should just get a wagon and take it over to their house and say, y'all can just drop my stuff in here and I'll wheel it back over when I get home.
I'm like, I order a lot of stuff online. It's not all frivolous stuff. There are a lot of basic needs. There were some dog food. There were some dog treats. There were the things that Piper needs for her joints now that she's an amputee. So it's like, I don't need the shame.
That's
right. Yes, there were also some frivolous things, but Caroline needed some new highlighters for her studies this semester.
That's right. That's right. What are you supposed to do? Send that baby back to school without highlighters? No.
That's exactly right. How is she going to learn? How is she going to learn the way she needs to learn if she can't highlight her notes?
That's right.
So, anyway.
Bless it.
Okay. All right. Well, y'all, don't forget about the tickets. Those are going on sale. I just want to make sure that everybody knows. We'll post reminders on stories just so, you know, like, so you, maybe you'll see them there if you don't listen to this episode, in which case you won't know that we've done any of this, but
no,
I'm just saying it anyway.
No, it won't. You won't even be bothered, but yeah, we will post on stories, especially Sunday night, just as a reminder.
Yeah.
We'll post on Patreon as a reminder and 10 o'clock Central Monday morning, $8 Patreon people. It's all you.
Yep. It's all you. All right. Well, thanks for listening, y'all.
Okay. We'll talk to y'all later.
Bye, everybody.